The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the rebound is brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Up the floor they come. Baseline Nelson, back out Kissinger. Reverse it over to Hollinger. One dribble and into the corner to Bauer. Good back cut underneath to Kissinger, and she'll lay it up and in.
Tonight, it's an early season battle of perennial powers as the Men and Whippets travel to Grand Island to battle the Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Crusaders with Barrientos now all the way back out to midcourt. Shoemaker as they try to really spread the floor here against the man-to-man. See if they can get a cutter open or let Barrientos take him off the dribble. Here's a three-pointer instead. Cornelius up and in. Second three for Trevor Cornelius.
Our girls' games features the number one team in Minden, and our boys' games feature two young squads looking to make their marks with signature wins tonight. It's the Whippets and Crusaders coming up next, but first it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Central Catholic High School in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It is time for Thursday night basketball. It is not a conference matchup, it's not a district matchup, but it has always been a pretty good matchup as the Central Catholic Crusaders welcome in the Minden Whippets. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here for tonight's basketball doubleheader. The girls game. Well, the Crusaders come in at 2-2. Minden is number one in C1, and they come in a perfect 5-0, and they really have not been challenged this year. And it's going to be tough for the Crusaders tonight. They're without probably their best player in McKenna Keim. Lose her as a starter tonight because she is out with a concussion. Kerrigan Anspa also banged up. They're going to try and see how long she can play tonight. But Minden, full strength. Still trying to replace Hallie Bauer and some of the graduates from last year and shore up some positions, according to Coach Rick Cremosta. He goes, we just need to get better, and we'll see if they can do that here tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups in just a moment.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment. The national anthem will be played, so we will take a break here and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show live from Grand Island Central Catholic in just a moment.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You know deja vu? You want deja vu? You have deja vu. At Captain Jack's at the Super Bowl Saturday, December 15th from 9 to 1 a.m.
Deja Vu's back and they're ready to rock you out.
Let's get it on and get on into Captain Jack's at Super Bowl this Saturday.
Deja Vu, playing current and classic rock. Come on out, get deja vu. Come early, stay late, and jam to deja vu. This Saturday from 9 to 1 a.m. at Captain Jack's at the Super Bowl in Grand Island.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And first off, Minden is your visitor tonight. Number 22 is a 5'8 junior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 33 is a 5'9 senior, Elena Boudreaux. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Jamie Kissinger. Number 45, 5'10 freshman is Rebecca Stewart. And number 54, 5'11 senior is Sydney Stadler. The head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Greg Satorius, Don Miller, and Kylie Edson. Minden's a perfect 5-0 on the season, and they have taken care of everyone by at least 16 points or more. Southern Valley, Ogallala, Lexington, Broken Bow, and Aurora. Now for Central Catholic, number 13, 5'4 junior, Kerrigan Anspaugh. Number 15 is 5'6 junior, Kelsey Flaherty. Number 25, 5'9 senior, Kelsey Shield. Number 33, 5'8 junior, Megan Krychek. And number 41, 5'10 sophomore, Emma Benton. Head coach is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacey Zimmerman and Amber Wanacheski. 2-2 on the year for Central Catholic, with wins over Centura and St. Paul, losses to Lincoln Lutheran and Columbus Scotus, both by 11 points. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we're back with the start of tonight's doubleheader right after this.
Happy holidays from the staff and management at Pedley Drug. They would like to take this time to thank every one of you for being so patient with them through their construction project, remodeling the store to better serve all their great customers like you. And it's almost completed. Stop in and see what they have done and get all your healthcare needs filled by the great staff at Pedley Drug on the square in Minden, the Christmas City.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The Wells brothers and Jake Wolf are going to be doing the officiating here tonight. Good young crew as the ball is in the air and the opening tip is taken by Minden. And the first step back three of the game is on the way and no good by Brooke Kissinger. Rebound put back up and it won't go by Stewart. And coming out of there with a basketball will be Emma Benton. So as expected, Minden attacked early on. At the other end, tried to drop it down low. Sydney Stadler stepped in the passing lane and denied the entry pass to Megan Krychek. They're going to want to run and gun for Minden. Central Catholic's going to want to slow things down, play a half-court offense, try and get the ball inside, make a lot of passes in this game, and see if they can slow it down, keep it close. And they have had success against Minden here on their home court before. They're going to try to do it here. Minden playing man-to-man. The ball's going to be stolen away out top by Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger one-on-one behind the back dribble, which makes it work for the layup. Good defense by Anspaugh, but had to go behind the back to put Minden on the board here by a score of 2-0, 45 seconds into the contest. Kelsey Shield brings the ball up the floor, guarded by Jamie Kissinger. Shield starts right, heads left, opens up the lane, tries to dribble in, dribbles it off of Kissinger's leg. And Central Catholic turns it over. Outlet pass Stewart at the other end, off the window and in. So Stewart puts up the layup, and a couple of turnovers turn into a couple of buckets here for Minden. Trying to trap Anspaugh in the backcourt here. A timeout will be called by Grand Island Central Catholic. Coach Andy Anspaugh, Kerrigan's father, knew that there was going to be trouble there, so calls the timeout. With 6:47 to go here in the first quarter, we're just underway. Minden 4, Central Catholic nothing.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And out of the timeout, we're ready to go again with full court pressure being put on by Minden. They've got some height in there, too. 5'8 is their shortest starter, and in girls basketball, you just hardly ever see that. 5'8 to 5'11. Good solid link. Get those arms in the air to make you dribble around them. You can't really pass over the top of them. And as they get the ball into the front court, the pass goes behind Scheel and out of bounds. So Central Catholic, three possessions and three turnovers here to start our ball game. Busy weekend of high school basketball. We've got plenty of it for you. Also, Ravenna and Gibbon are currently just getting underway on ESPN 1460 AM plus PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kissinger drives, gives it to Stewart. The freshman puts the layup up and in. Beautiful pass, well set up play. And Stewart has back-to-back buckets here for Minden, 6-0. Breaking the press is Kelsey Flaherty. Got to the free throw line, stopped, tried to throw it inside, turned it over. This is what we see so many times from Central Catholic against teams that can defend, and a walk going to be called here as Kissinger tried to set up for the three. They had the open 15-footer, tried to force it inside. It's not there, and that is a problem that not just Central Catholic has, but teams that play the taller, faster teams have a problem taking that first open look because you want to get in and you want to run your offense, and that's what you're taught to do. That's what you need to do. But if Minden's going to pass those shots up tonight, then they're not going to get very many shots because they're not going to be able to get that ball inside without some real deliberate screens and working in that half-court offense. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter, 6-0 in favor of Minden. Again, working off the picks, kick it way out over here to Flaherty, 20 feet away on the left wing. Off the pick up top, they'll go to Scheel. They do work well without the basketball, the Lady Crusaders do, but just tough to get by two players here, driving to the baseline, putting the shot up and drawing the foul. Two free throws coming up. So coming off two screens, Kelsey Scheel finally found a way to get to the hoop. The foul is on Sydney Stadler, first foul of the game. And two free throws coming up here for Kelsey Scheel to try and get the Crusaders on the board. The first one is up and in. All net for Scheel. And it's 6-1. Again, Ravenna Gibbon on ESPN 1460. All radio games also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Just like our game, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Scheel's second free throw is up and it is in. So that gets the Crusaders on the board, makes it 6-2. And Ali Mashat has checked in here for the Crusaders. Little give and go down low. The shot is off balance, won't go. Rebound by Kissinger, puts it up, won't go. And then it goes out of bounds off the foot of a Crusader. And it'll be Minden basketball. Boudreaux was open on the baseline and just didn't know what to do. She was trying to pass it, then saw she was open, went to shoot it. And that's what it looked like, kind of an in-betweener. But Minden still has the ball, and they'll throw it to Boudreaux all the way up the top of the key against the Central Catholic man-to-man. Off a couple of picks, it is Jamie Kissinger on the left wing. Dribble penetrate, working there on Scheel, has to bring it back out and turns it over. Minden with the turnover, their second. Central Catholic tries to run. Kissinger knocks it out of Scheel's hands. The ball's loose under the hoop, and it ends up in the hands of Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger in traffic, trying to go coast to coast. Wants to scoop, pass it over to Stewart, throws it off the hip of a Crusader, and out of bounds it goes. So Central Catholic is doing what they want defensively right now. Packing it in, making Minden shoot it outside, or at least have to work for the jumper. Three-pointer on the way by Jamie Kissinger is no good. Another offensive rebound for Stewart. Can't get it on the second shot. And the rebound brought down by Central Catholic. That's Rainford, who has checked in. Up the floor they come. They want to run. The outlet pass gets away, though, and out of bounds it goes. So Central Catholic yet to get a field goal up. They have one shot attempt, and a foul was called on that one. 6-2, Minden with the lead, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. One-handed pass over the top of the defense here, getting the corner to Stadler, inside to Stewart. Stewart spins, drives, and draws the foul. The foul is going to be on Mashat. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Crusaders, and at the line will be Rebecca Stewart, the freshman averaging about 15 points per ball game. Doesn't look like a freshman out there, and she's being asked to kind of fill the role, at least partly, of the graduated Hallie Bauer. Don't make any mistake that Minden's state championship game run made the state finals runner-up to Sandy Creek last year. They lost some good players. Second free throw up and in, so Stewart gets 1 of 2. She now has 5 of the 7 points, 7 to 2. But this Whippet team still has some kids they need to develop if they want to get back to the state finals. And up the floor, the ball is dribbled out of bounds, and one of the Crusader players got blindsided over there trying to come off a screen, and Rainforth is down on the floor. Looks like she's just a little dazed over there, and get her set up. I think she's going to be okay, but maybe you got the wind knocked out of her there. Maybe took one in the chops, too. Hopefully she didn't loosen a tooth. That would not be any fun. But she hit the floor the wrong way, not with the backside, but with the front side there. And she's holding her lip. She's going to have to come out of the ball game, and Megan Krychek will check in here for GICC. 4:19 to go. First quarter, 7-2. Minden with the lead here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Just underway in our girls' game. Boys' game will follow at approximately 7:45 as Kissinger drives. Jamie kicks it out to Brooke. Left-hand corner, 3 is no good. Another offensive rebound, this one for Stadler. To Boudreaux on the right baseline. Trying to get Mashat to steal it. She'll bounce, pass it into Stewart. Stewart draws the foul. And 2 free throws coming up. Central Catholic cannot allow Minden to get on that offensive glass. They get a lot of good looks. They don't need 2 and 3 of them. And the foul is on Emma Benton, her first. And the free throw is setting on the rim and falls through for Stewart. Checking in now is Allie Rouse for Minden. And checking out will be Sydney Stadler. So give up a little height there. Second free throw for Stewart. On the way, and that hits the front of the iron, no good. But we have a whistle and a violation on Grand Island Central Catholic. And so we'll shoot the free throw again. So Stewart gets another opportunity here at this second free throw. And she'll take advantage, knocks it down. 7 points for Stewart, 9-2 now. Minden on top, exactly 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass, Mashat grabs it, throws it back to Flaherty. Flaherty trying to work around Kissinger. Rouse trying to trap her. Good crossover dribble into the front court. Now gets by Kissinger. Pulls up from 14. It's off the iron right side. No good. And Rouse will grab the loose ball. Allie gets it into the hands of Brooke Kissinger. Brooke right-hand dribble. Attacks the right side of the lane. Scoop shot rolls off the rim. No good. Mashat trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds. Minden's actually missed quite a few shots here at the beginning of the ball game. And still lead at 9-2. Checking in is Anspaugh. And checking out will be Mashat for the Crusaders. Again, without the services of McKenna Keim, suffered a concussion on Tuesday in practice. On the inbound, Stewart, point blank. Oh, went off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Benton. And here come the Crusaders. Outlet pass to Anspaugh. Nobody picks her up. She'll pull up from 16, but it's too strong. Rebound brought down to the backside by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger, outlet pass, front court. Boudreaux running all the way and is fouled as she takes it to the hoop. Looks like Emma Benton is going to pick up her second personal foul. That is the third team foul on Central Catholic. And Central Catholic, the last few trips down the floor, doing what we talked about in the first 2 minutes, taking the shot when it's there instead of turning the basketball over. They just haven't had any success, though, and Boudreaux will put the first free throw up and in. So the last 4 points have come from the charity stripe here for the Whippets, up 10-2. Second free throw now for Boudreaux. On the way, and it skips out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Crusaders, and Krychek will get her first. Into the hands of Anspaugh, through the double team, give it over to Flaherty, and now they get into their half-court offense. Dump it down to the right-hand corner. They want to wrap it around to Benton, but the ball gets loose, and out of bounds it goes back to the Whippets. Central Catholic will put on a little token pressure in the backcourt. But it's just really basically sagging man-to-man. Kissinger can handle that. Rook brings it up to Boudreaux between the circles, swings it left side to Jamie Kissinger, off the pick, backs up, three-pointer straight away, clanging around off the rim, no good. Rebound ripped down by Krychek. 0-for-4 from downtown to start the game for the Whippets. They've been a very good three-point shooting team ever since the Kissingers were freshmen. Benton in the paint, turnaround jumper from 8 over the double team. It's too strong. Stewart grabs her third rebound. Outlet pass to Boudreaux is long, and it ends up going out of bounds. Third turnover here for Minden. Here comes Alyssa Kovacher into the ball game for Central Catholic. And for Minden, Shea Taylor will check in. Not a lot of seniors on these ball clubs here tonight. One senior starter for the Crusaders. Of course, Keim, who would have started, is out with the injury. And two senior starters, for Minden. And that's about all they've got, as the steal is made by the Whippets. Turnover number 8 for Central Catholic. Up the floor they come with Kissinger. Jamie drives, leaves it in the corner for Rouse, left side, throws through the paint to Taylor, back up top to Brooke, long three, eyes it, puts the ball on the floor, drives down the middle of the lane, and it's too strong. Man, rebound brought down by Kovacher. And the threes aren't falling for Minden, and the drive and scoop shots aren't falling either. The Kissingers have combined for 2 points so far in the first 6 minutes of the ballgame. There's a nice back cut at the other end, but a foul called will send Kelsey Shield to the line. And the freshman, Rebecca Stewart, picks up her first foul. Shield has the only points for the Crusaders, and those were on a pair of free throws earlier in the quarter. 10-2 Minden, 1:50 to go here in quarter number one. And the free throw is on the way, and it is short. Tomorrow night, we will be on Highway 30 in Shelton to get our first look at the Bulldogs as they take on Red Cloud in a Twin Valley Conference matchup. Saturday, we'll see another Bulldog as Pleasanton welcomes in Wilcox Hildreth. We've also got action on ESPN AM 1460 as the second free throw is missed, and Jamie Kissinger with the rebound. Tonight, Ravenna Gibbon is there. Tomorrow, the Kearney High boys hosting Grand Island. And then Saturday, College Football Bowl action gets underway with a doubleheader on ESPN. Minden loses the ball in the front court, and back into the ball game, Kelsey Flaherty for Central Catholic. And a timeout going to be taken here. Minden coach Rick Cremosta realizing that his team hasn't put a field goal on the board in nearly 5 minutes, so he's going to call the timeout. 1:41 remaining here in the first quarter of play. It's 10-2. Minden leading at Grand Island Central Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be back in a minute.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
And we're back to action here as the Crusaders get it across the timeline. Fire right side. The ball is tipped and deflected off of a Central Catholic player out of bounds. So out of the timeout that Minden called, Minden will get the ball back with the ninth Crusader turnover. Brooke Kissinger drives, gets a defender in the air, kicks it out of the wing to Rouse. Back over to Jamie. Jamie drives, put the jumper up. Won't go. Ball batted around. Ooh, right up the face of Rebecca Stewart. And then grabbed by Shea Taylor, is shoved to the ground. And Mashot will get her second foul, fourth team foul, and Minden will take it out underneath their own hoop. Taylor, both the Kissingers, Rouse, and Stewart on the floor for the purple and white, and they throw the ball away. A little miscommunication there. Stewart thought that they were just going to bounce it to her on the post. Instead, they wanted to feed it to her outside hand, and out of bounds it went. For the Crusaders, you've got Anspaugh, Flaherty, Shield, along with Rainforth and Mashot on the floor. 10-2 Minden, As we approach 1 minute to go in the first quarter, the lane is open. The running 12-footer is too strong by Flaherty. Offensive rebound taken out of the hands of Moshot. I thought she was going to win the battle there, but instead it was Shea Taylor. And here come the Whippets out to Brooks. She wants that long three, and finally one goes through. And that's the first field goal in 5 minutes here for Minden. They had some free throws in between, and it's now 13-2 Minden with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Anspaugh works, bounce pass to the baseline. Too low off the foot of Scheel and out of bounds. For Minden, after tonight, they return home on Saturday to host Central City, and then they host Boone Central Newman Grove, who was outstanding last year and is okay this year. That's Monday, and we'll have that for you from Minden here on Classic Hits. As Stewart drives, missed the layup, got her own rebound, missed it again, tripped and went to the floor. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Scheel. That's got to be six or seven shots inside 3 feet that Minden has missed. At the other end, the shot by Rainforth, no good. And another rebound by Stewart, her fifth. 10 seconds to go. Pulling up just inside the free throw line. Kissinger's 10-footer, no good. Ball swatted out to Shea Taylor. Out to Brooke Kissinger from 20 feet. The three-pointer is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. The top-ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets leading 2-2 Grand Island Central Catholic after 1-13-2. And we'll be right back on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, live from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Glad you're along with us as we bring you tonight's action from GICC. After one quarter, it is 13-2 Minden, 7 points from Rebecca Stewart, 5 from Brooke Kissinger. Minden was 1 of 6 from three-point land, 4 of 6 from the free-throw line. They out-rebounded Central Catholic 14-7, 5 turnovers for the Whippets, 10 for the Crusaders. Central Catholic gets the ball to start the second quarter, looking for their first field goal. Their only points came on a pair of Kelsey Scheel free throws. Try to force it inside to Krychek, and it looks like they're going to call Stadler, reach it over the back to try to deny the pass. That'll be her second and the team's third of the ball game. The NCAA volleyball tournament is going on, and the first set between Texas and Michigan looks like it has just ended, in Texas walloping Michigan 25-11 in the first set. Later, Penn State will take on Oregon, and another foul call here on the entry pass against Minden. Going to go on Allie Rouse, her first, team's fourth. Fouls are even at 4 apiece. Central Catholic to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Lobbed in. Sadler knocked it into the crowd. So they won't take it out underneath. They'll take it out in front of the Crusaders on the far side. And Allie Moshot checks into the ball game. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass on the side comes to Flaherty. Flaherty dribbles from the right to the left. They try to get it into the corner for Scheel. Scheel's open. Three-pointer. Good. First field goal of the game comes with 7.5 to go here, and Scheel has all 5 points for Central Catholic. Fast break the other way. Taylor drives, and a blocking foul going to be called on Emma Benton, and she already has 3 fouls. And again, the Crusaders playing without McKenna Keim, 5'8 senior, can be physical with you and not even on the bench tonight because of the concussion that she suffered on Tuesday. And the first free throw by Taylor is up, and it is in. And checking back in will be Joanna Rainforth, and Benton will be on the bench with those 3 fouls when with 7:18 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw now by Taylor on the way, and it is in. So Shea steps up, hits a couple of free throws for the 5'6 junior, and it's a 10-point lead, 15-5. Into the front court, Rainforth with the dribble, guarded by Jamie Kissinger. In the man-to-man, both teams have been playing man-to-man. Out between the circles, stutter dribble by Flaherty. Starts left, crossover, gets by her defender Taylor, takes it into the paint. Runner is too strong. Offensive rebound is pulled down by Krychek, and they'll set it up again. Out on the wing with it is Shield. Shield picks her dribble up, steps through, and finds Rainforth just left of the key. Guarded out there by Brooke Kissinger, hands it off to Flaherty. Flaherty, left-hand dribble. Can't find anywhere to go. 5 second count on. Now she'll drive. Put up the runner from the left side. Hit the iron. No good. Got her own rebound. Back up. It just won't go. How about a third time? No. Fourth time. Ma shot. No. Fifth time. Yes. Well, they stayed with it. And that's a lot of rebounds inside there. And fast break the other way. Minden doesn't let you celebrate. The shot by Taylor. No good. Rebound brought down by Ma shot. And a timeout will be called. Allie got hit in the head, and Coach Anspaugh wants to take a timeout here with his team hanging in it against the number one team in the state as we have a 15-7 lead for Minden in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
6:18 to go here in the second quarter of play. It is 15-7 in favor of Minden. But GICC hanging right in there. Still, Minden has not done much from the field. They have made 6 free throws and 1 three-pointer. And it is Central Catholic basketball after getting the rebound and calling timeout. Pushing the ball up the floor is going to be Flaherty. Gives it off on the right side. Bashot outside the arc. Up top to Rainforth. Holding the ball between the circles. Now takes it right side again to Shield. Shield, one dribble to the right side. Looks for the screen. Nothing there. Brooke Kissinger cuts off the baseline. So she'll dribble it back out top and give it to Rainforth. And Central Catholic will reset it now with Kelsey Flaherty up top the key. Swings it right side to Shield. Trying to post up. Boy, there's some shoving going on down there between Jamie Kissinger and Mashot. Mashot trying to back in, and Kissinger really getting physical with her. There's a good lob inside, but Kissinger doubles down and blocks the shot of Shield, and out of bounds it goes. First block shot of the game. Good possession going on right here as Rouse comes in for Taylor for Minden. Central Catholic working their offense, and Minden helping out, doubling down, not letting anything get in the paint. Rainforth will throw it in. Up top they'll go to Shield. Shield drives the left hand, runs right into the double team, falls down. The ball rolls out of bounds, and that's how they'll let the play end. Central Catholic, after turning it over 10 times in the first quarter, that's their first turnover here in the second quarter. 5.5 to go before the half, 15-7. Long pass to Rouse, down low Stewart. Great one-hand catch, puts it up off the glass, dances around, won't go. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, and she is mobbed underneath. Foul called on Allie Mashot. Central Catholic has 6 fouls. 3 of them are on Mashot, and 3 of them are on Benton. So quickly running out of post presence is Coach Andy Anspaugh as the free throw is up and in for Jamie Kissinger. And that is her first point of the ball game. And now Mashot checks out. And here's Alyssa Kowicher to check into the ball game for the Crusaders. Second free throw now is up, and Kissinger hit them both. And right now, 4 for 4 in the quarter, 8 of 10 from the line, and that's allowed Minden a 17-7 lead here at Grand Island Central Catholic. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Kowicher well out of the right side of the key. One dribble up top to Mashot. Minden just kind of pushing them a little farther out. Allie decides to drive to the free throw line, take the shot, and score. Mashot with her second bucket of the ball game. 17-9, Minden. Up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Kissinger all the way to the rack. Nobody stopped her, but she missed the layup. The ball knocked out of Stewart's hands to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie to Brooke in the right-hand corner, and the three-pointer is up, and it is in. And you can just kind of see the head drop there of Coach Anspaugh They're making Minden miss a lot of first shots, but they're getting a lot of second-chance opportunities. Many of them are sending him to the free-throw line. That time, the three-pointer, the second of the game for Brooks. She's got 8 points. At the other end, trying to drive in Scheel, runs into the double-team, out to Mashot. She'll take the three-pointer from the top of the key and score. Allie Mashot, how about that? For the 5'9 junior, she hits the three, 2 for 2 from beyond the arc for the Crusaders. 20-12, hanging right in there. As Jamie Kissinger crosses over, beautiful move, left-hander off the square and in. Don't see the ladies do that very often. Beautiful ball handling there by Jamie Kissinger, and that's what's made her and Brooke two of the state's better guards, better players since the freshman season. And it is 22-12. 10-point lead by Minden. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, a preview of the boys' game. We'll talk with Crusader coach Bill Gavers at the half. Mashot needs some help, finally takes a dribble. Stewart out on her, knocks it out of her hand. She'll grab it back and give it to Flaherty. Central Catholic's already used a couple of timeouts. For some reason, Flaherty picks the dribble up way out at midcourt. There's a nice little move by Scheel to get open, a little back cut. Kissinger cuts her off now. And Coach Anspaugh wants a timeout, but he can't get it called before it's turned over. And up the floor with it is Kissinger. Nice feed to Stewart. Rebecca lays it up and in. 24-12. Nice, nice pass by Jamie Kissinger. And the lead now at 12. Minden's biggest after back-to-back buckets by the Whippets. Rouse up on top of Flaherty. Flaherty gets to the baseline. Rainforth got open. A little 10-footer good. Joanna Rainforth hits it. And Central Catholic, like we've said for not just tonight, but a number of seasons, they're usually pretty good when they get an open look. And now after just getting 2 points in the first quarter, they got 12 here in the second. At the other end, the shot by Boudreaux from 10 rattles in and out, no good. Comacher will grab the rebound. And Minden is back defensively, so they'll slow it up on the Crusaders' side of things to Flaherty. Flaherty going left side of the key, just holding it. Rainforth comes up top to take the ball. Trying to find Ma's shot. Here's a three-pointer instead on the way. No good by Flaherty. Ball tipped around. Falls into the hands of Rainforth. She throws it up. No good. Ma's shot throws it up. No good. And the rebound brought down by Stewart. Here comes Minden. Want to run. Kissinger got open. She comes down the left side of the lane. Puts up the scoop shot. No good. Got it back. Gives it off to Jamie. Jamie's short jumper is up. And good. So Brooke to Jamie, and it's 26-14. Minute 50 to go here in the first half of play on Classic Hits. Up the floor with it, Flaherty. Over on the wing to Rainforth. There's not a lot of depth right now. Central Catholic getting tired, but not on that one. Comacher off the pick, top of the key, and hits the three. The third three of the quarter for Central Catholic, keeping them in the ball game. 26-17 Minden. Kissinger behind the back, tries to work her way into the traffic and draws the foul. Was never going to make that shot, but did draw the contact and will get two free throws. And oh boy. And Mashot couldn't get out of the way, and that's her fourth foul in the first half. Coach Anspaugh, I'm sure, told her to be careful, but didn't expect to see that move made. And it was more Kissinger running into her than vice versa. And Brooke puts it up and in, and now some massive substitutions here for Minden, or excuse me, for a Central Catholic. Checking into the ball game, Megan Krychek. Also coming in is Kerrigan Anspaugh. Re-entering is Emma Benton, and she's got three fouls. Second free throw is missed. The ball saved by Kissinger. Dishes it off to Stabler. The shot is no good, and the rebound brought down by Flaherty. Brings the ball up the floor into the corner. There's Scheel, right corner for three. It's in and out and no good. Nobody can grab the loose ball. It's going to go off of Minden and stay with Central Catholic. 1:15 to go here before halftime. Again, coming up at the half, we'll talk with Crusader boys coach Bill Gavers. So stay with us for that. On the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, trying to lob the ball into Benton. She grabs it somehow in traffic and turns and scores. Minden thought they were going to get the steal, and Benton just hung with it and hits the bucket. 27-19. Quick jumper by Kissinger at the other end. Brooke no good. Offensive rebound again. This time it's Sydney Stadler up to Brooke. She gets by her defender. Runner in the lane. Short again. And we're going to get our first jump ball of the ball game. And Stadler grabbed the loose ball, and the arrow points the way of Minden. So yet again, second and third chance opportunities for Minden, who has yet to turn the ball over here in the second quarter after giving it up five times in the first 8 minutes. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in unguarded on her own baseline, throws it out to Brooke on the right wing, back to Jamie in the corner, doesn't take long to get that three up and in. It was guarded, which is that Jamie was able to drill it, and after not scoring in the first quarter, Jamie now has 9 points here in the second quarter, and a reach-in foul in the backcourt, putting pressure on Scheel. Reach-in foul is on Shea Taylor, her first. That's the fifth team foul. And so not into a one-and-one yet. 39 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And Crusader basketball hands ball into Flaherty. They'd love to go in less than 10 down here the way this game has went. They've scored 17 points in the quarter, but Minden has also scored 17. A three at the top of the key for Komacher. That time it won't go. Trying to run the ball down into the corner. Ends up being saved into Anspaugh, who makes a bounce pass into the paint, which is going to result in a loose ball, and it is turned over. Up the floor comes Minden, and what's the call going to be here? Big collision, and they're going to call a blocking foul as Kissinger just took it right at Central Catholic, and Coach Andy Anspaugh says she can't just keep running into our players and having you call fouls, and I'm going to have to agree with him on that one. Kissinger was not in control. And a foul gets called against Scheel. That's her first, and that brings up a one-and-one for Brooke, and the free throw is good. 31-19. Coach Anspaugh still has the ear of official Brooks Wells, who's listening. Second free throw on the way, and that's short. Rebound grabbed by Joanna Rainford. 10 seconds to go in the half. Nice behind the back by Anspaugh, trying to get free to get a shot. Backdoor cut and a nice pass to Scheel. Can't get the shot. The rebound and a foul called on Minden. Offensive rebound by Krychek. That's her fifth board. And she'll get to go to the line now and shoot two free throws with a half second to go. So this will be the end of the first half of play, but first two free throws and the foul's called on Allie Rouse, her second. And the first free throw is on the way and good by Megan Krychek. They're not exactly playing the pace they want for the Crusaders, but they're keeping up with Minden. And they're actually going to either tie them or outscore them, depending on this free throw, in the second quarter. And Krychek now with her second free throw. It's on the way, and it is in. So Krychek hits them both. Minden doesn't have time to get a shot away, and we are at halftime. So after being held to just two free throws in the first quarter, Central Catholic pours in 19 points in the second quarter, but they only gain 1 point on the scoreboard because Minden scored 18. At the half, it's the Minden Lady Whippets 31 and the Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders 21. And we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is halftime, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Contact them located in your local yellow pages. At the half of our girls' game, top-ranked and undefeated Minden, leading Grand Island Central Catholic, is the Lady Crusaders holding their own 31-21. And we'll talk more about that, give you first half stats in a little bit. But our boys game coming up next at around 7:45. And we are joined now by Bill Gavers, longtime coach of the Crusaders. And coach, great to see you again. How's it going?
It's going well. We got five games in a week, so we'll know more in about a week's time.
Got to talk to the guy scheduling that.
That's right. Coach Schumann, our athletic director, always does a good job, and a little adversity for us, but that's good because we're going to find out a lot of things about our team, find out what we're made of. We got a couple at home here and then a couple on the road, and then Grand Island Northwest next week to finish it off.
Well, and obviously they're playing some good basketball after a win over at Kearney, so that'll be an interesting contest. But let's talk about where you've been. First three games of the season, and started 1-2. They put you in the preseason rankings because they know this is a team that was young last year and has a lot of kids coming back. 1-2 so far. How do you feel that you played?
Well, we're making progress. The opening night, we made a lot of mental mistakes. You know, we had some discipline things, some maturity things that we got to work on, but we learned from those things. Came back Saturday, played well against Centura. I thought we defended really well, got a good team effort. SCOTUS is awfully good. You know, they beat us by 3 points. Thought we played well for a majority of that game. We just did not finish the game with confidence. We missed a couple one-and-ones. We turned the ball over a couple times, but our effort was outstanding. Now we got to put the execution part into it.
As you mentioned, you're real top-heavy here in the next week. Has this practice time helped you? Because usually you like to see what you got, get that little break, and then be settled in for the season.
Yeah, it's helped us quite a bit. Our chemistry is very good. Our work ethic's good. Our leadership's good. Our players are really responding well to coaching and being taught things and being challenged. So those are good signs. Now, again, you know, we got to go into games and we've got to be able to finish with confidence, compete for 32 minutes and make plays. You know, effort's great, but effort's one thing, but you got to have execution. You have to be able to execute, particularly down the stretch of games. A lot of our games may come down to the end.
Well, and if folks had a chance to read the paper or watch some TV, you guys are getting some early season publicity. Saw you on the tube the other night. Everybody's intrigued by Guy Bond and what he can do. Your word last year was very raw. That's two words. Raw was the word. And I know some of these youngsters, you mentioned how there's still some maturing to do. Where are you at with that right now?
Oh, Johanna himself is, his energy is infectious. I mean, he plays hard. He communicates on the floor. He loves the game. So he's made a lot of strides, and he's got great hands, great feet, tremendous footwork inside. And his inside partner, Riley Shoemaker, is just tough. He's just hard-nosed. You know, you saw it on the football field. But you also see it in practice. And, you know, early season, we'll practice fairly long, and he'll go right down to the weight room and lift afterwards after he's already lifted in school. So that's the type of mentality that he brings to the table for the team. And our guards are coming along. And if we play inside out, we'll have an opportunity to be good. And that's coming along pretty well.
I was going to say, this is not a tall basketball team that you have. Outside of Johanna, that's 6'4", then you drop down to 6'1". Does that make you coach a little different?
Well, you know, those two guys inside run a nice little post exchange. They're both, Riley's 6'1", but he's a tough 6'1". He's built, he's strong, he's physical. He plays without any fear. He plays with a reckless abandon. Johanna, again, we've talked about him. But our guards are small, but they're smart, they're intelligent, and they understand that for us to be successful, they've got to take care of the ball. They've got to make good decisions with it. Defensively, they're very intelligent. They understand what the other guy's trying to do.
Just another minute here with Central Catholic boys coach Bill Gavers. What are you expecting from Minden tonight?
Well, we saw Minden against Aurora, and I was impressed with them. You know, they pick you up full court. They're trying to get you in a run-and-jump game. They're trying to get you in a full court game. So we have to be very disciplined with decisions. When we have numbers, we've got to attack, make them pay for pressing. We also have to understand when we don't, we've got to be patient. Our advantage is inside. You know, the Carlson kid's awfully good. The Lovin kid's good. The Watson kid can score. They've got, you know, four or five guys that can really put the ball in the basket. They shoot it well from the perimeter. They go to the rim well, and they play exceptionally hard. So it'll be a tough, hard-fought contest.
And as you said, embarking on the first of five games of this week, when you're done opening all the Christmas presents and getting ready for your holiday tournament, what are you hoping that you saw in these five games?
Well, I think we've got to finish with confidence. You know, we played probably 28, 29 minutes of good basketball against SCOTUS. But that's just not going to be enough. We've got to be able to do it for 32 minutes. And we have to be confident down the stretch that we can finish games as a unit. A lot of that, you know, knocking down free throws, taking care of the ball, wanting the ball in those situations. And that's what the great players and the great teams do. They want to be in those situations. They want the pressure of those situations. And that's what we've got to find out here in the next 5 days.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for the time. Good luck tonight, and have a great Christmas.
All right, you too. And thanks for all you guys do. You guys do a great job covering high school sports.
Thanks, buddy. Bill Gavers, longtime great head coach here at Grand Island Central Catholic. We are at halftime of the girls' game. It's 31-21 Minden. We'll give you the numbers in a moment.
MISCO Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the numbers of our girls' game. And we will start, first off, with the hometown Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Kerrigan Anspaugh has a rebound. Kelsey Flaherty has two rebounds. We go down to Alyssa Komacher, who has hit a three-point bucket. For her total, she's got two rebounds. Kelsey Scheel, 5 points and a rebound. Megan Krychek has hit a couple of free throws, 2 points, five rebounds. Joanna Raithforth, 2 points, three rebounds. Emma Benton, 2 points, two rebounds. And Allie Moshai has 7 points and four rebounds. Seven rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the first quarter break, Central Catholic only had 2 points, but they pour in 19 here in this second quarter. 21 points, 20 rebounds, four out of six at the free throw line. They didn't shoot any threes in the first quarter, and then they were 3 of 6 in the second quarter. 10 turnovers in the first, 3 in the second, so they have 13, but they do have some foul problems. Mashat, the leading scorer, 4 fouls. Emma Benton has 3. For Minden, Shea Taylor hit a couple of free throws, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Rouse has a rebound. Brooke Kissinger leads the way with 10 points, 1 rebound. Elena Boudreau has 1 point. Jamie Kissinger, all 9 of her points in the second quarter. She's got a game-high 7 rebounds and a block. Rebecca Stewart also has 9 points, 6 rebounds, and Sydney Stadler has 3 rebounds so far in the basketball game. So with 13 points in the first quarter and 18 in the second, Minden has 31 points, 21 rebounds. They have been to the free throw line a lot in this ball game. They are 10 of 14, 3-point shooting, 3 of 8. They have 1 block. And after committing 5 turnovers in the first quarter, none in the second. Foul situation, Stadler and Rouse each have 2. 31-21, Minden leads it at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with second half action in a moment.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter, and it only took 2 passes for the steal to be made there by Jamie Kissinger. Out to Brooke for the 3. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Stadler. It's up. It rolls off the rim. No good. Ball is tapped all the way out to Brooke Kissinger. She's going to fire a 3. It hit the rim and then went over the backboard and out of bounds. So a lot of action there in the first 25 seconds of the second half. At the half, it is the Ravenna girls leading Gibbon 23-15, and that is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, Central Catholic will have the basketball, trailing by 10. That's really kind of where this game has been since the first couple of minutes. Driving on the right side, throwing it inside Anspaugh. The ball is batted away. Trying to save it and doing it is Krychek. Second chance here off the tip. Up top, Anspaugh looking for the back cut. Now Moshot with those 4 fouls and Benton with the 3 fouls. Start the second half on the bench here for Coach Anspaugh. Ball on the right side. There's a good bounce pass inside by Anspaugh. The little jumper rolls off the rim, though. No good that time by Krychek. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Long outlet pass, Stadler. She beat everybody back and hits the layup. That's her first bucket of the ball game and the first points of the second half. 33-21. Minden with the lead here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Labore, and Keene, glad to have you along with us. There's a long 3 just off the dribble right through there for Kelsey Flaherty. She's just dribbling it, looking. The defender's right after her. Stadler's right there going, and then all of a sudden, pop and fire and knock down the three. That's the fourth three of the ball game for the Crusaders, 33-24. Kissinger up the floor, leaves it off for Boudreaux, and a double dribble called. She came off the screen, was going to pass it, and then nobody was there, so she decided, heck, I'll just take it down the paint. But had put it up in her hip there long enough to call it a turnover, and that's the first Minden turnover since the first quarter. They'll put on some pressure, and the inbounds pass is just flat-out dropped. Shield goes to get it, and will dribble the ball up the floor, left hand on Jamie Kissinger, spins it midcourt and gets it across the timeline, trying to look for the pick-and-roll, but it's covered. And there's some contact going on out there, and they're going to call a walk. Kissinger and Shield were bouncing off each other, and Shield finally said, you know what, I'm tired of this, and really kind of lowered the hip and then lost her balance. And travel call. Turnover number 15 on Central Catholic, but again, remember, 10 of those were in the first quarter, so they've been taking better care of the ball. Brooke Kissinger picks up her dribble, needs some help, finally gets it down to Stewart, who drives, throws it on the back side of the lane, it's through the hands of Stadler, and out of bounds it goes. And here comes Coach Anspana. Run into the ball game, Alyssa Komacher. They are already through three quarters in Gibbon, and Gibbon has closed the gap. It's Ravenna 31, Gibbon 28 at the end of three quarters on ESPN 1460. And again, that game, this game, any game that we broadcast is online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Top of the key, faking the three that time will be Shield, hand in her face from Jamie Kissinger. Shield finally takes a dribble and gives it off on the wing to Krycek. Krycek off the cut, back up top to Flaherty. Down by nine, trying to get that ball inside to Rainforth. Stadler doing a good job of fronting her and not letting the ball come inside. Off a couple of picks, they get it up top to Komacher. Over on the right wing, holding the ball now will be Krycek. Great defense by Minden. Now finally an open three at the top of the key off the front of the rim by Flaherty. And the rebound brought down by Rebecca Stewart. So it looks like Central Catholic throughout the game continues to kind of change what they want to do offensively. They saw how frustrating the first quarter was as Brooke Kissinger Jamie Kissinger fires the three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Komacher. That's her third. So they're working to get outside shots now and still looking inside, but they are at least taking outside shots when they are open. And the clock is running quickly here in the third quarter. We're already down to 4:30 to go, 33-24. Minden with the lead, but we've only had one bucket by each team. A two by Stadler for Minden and a three by Flaherty for Central Catholic. Rainford trapped up top now. Flaherty comes up to take it away. A lot of screens being set by this Central Catholic team, but they're not getting any looks at the hoop here lately. They're going to have to get a back screen or a back cut here because Minden's just overplaying it now. They figured out what the Crusaders want to do. Coach Ansbaugh may be forced to call a timeout. Change strategy here. Yeah, they tried a little pick and roll, but it's covered by Boudreaux. Long possession, nearly a minute-long possession. Finally, Rainforth pops free, gets the turnaround jumper off the iron, won't go. Stadler with the rebound. She was late getting there off the screen, but then good defense. And here we go up the other way to Kissinger. Kicks it back out to Brooke, and the three-pointer is on the way and in. The third three for Brooke Kissinger. She's got a game-high 13 points, and it's 36-24. Just the second bucket of the quarter for the Whippets. Picking her dribble up at midcourt. Forces a tough pass. The ball is loose on the floor. And Central Catholic's going to grab it and call timeout. It is a full-length timeout here by GICC. With 3:18 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Minden 36, Grand Island Central Catholic 24. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, I want to say thanks to Howard Schumann, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. As off the quick shot here out of the timeout, no good by Anspaugh. Pulled down by Brooke Kissinger. Run the other way. And Jamie Kissinger will lay it up from three in transition and knock it down. 39-24, now the biggest lead by Minden after hitting back-to-back threes. Central Catholic drives left corner, runs into Rouse. Scoop shot is up by Shield, no good, but a whistle. And our first free throws of the second half. It's going to be on Rouse. That's our first foul of this second half on either team. And two free throws now for Shield, who's 2 of 4. She scored the first 5 points of the game for Central Catholic, and there is point number 6. The NCAA volleyball tournament going on, and Texas just crushed Michigan in the first set, 25-11, but Michigan is on set point in game number 2. Second free throw, no good. The ball kicked out to Kissinger. She's now got a double-double. That's her 10th rebound to go along with 12 points. Trying to get it inside to Stewart. The ball is batted around, picked up by Stadler, over to Kissinger. Brooks' long three that time is no good, and the ball is pulled down by Stewart. And as she puts it up, it wedges between the rim of the backboard, and there's a foul on the play. So Stewart will go to the line and shoot two. They really let him crash the boards hard that time around. And the foul is going to be called on Emma Benton, and she has 4. Benton and Mashot each have 4 with 2:30 to go in the third quarter of play. And the free throw is off the front of the iron, no good for Stewart, who had 7 in the first quarter, currently 9 so far in this basketball game. Second free throw now on the way, and it's dancing around, and it will not fall in. The ball got loose, picked up by Stadler, gives it right back to Stewart, runner no good. Stadler grabs another offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Kissinger. Jamie fires it to Brooke. Back down on the low block. Stewart steps through the paint, and the pass is picked off by Flaherty. Flaherty with the steal. And here come the Crusaders. Minden trying to find who they're supposed to be guarding, and they'll get it across the timeline. Well, the basketball is going to be Scheel over on the left wing to Krychek, who's back in. Megan looking inside. Nothing there. Back out top to Flaherty. Flaherty with a right-hand dribble. Anspaugh back on the right wing. Holding the ball is Scheel. Minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Mashot back in there with those 4 fouls. Takes it off the screen right wing. Now she's got Stadler. She dribbled, but not looking to do so. Back up to Krychek. Skip pass right side. They find Scheel. She drives the baseline. Cut off by Jamie Kissinger. Picks that dribble up. She's going to need some help. Tries to scoop it to Anspaugh and does. Working very hard just to get a shot. There's a good back cut. Scheel lays it up. Anspaugh with the bounce pass and the assist. Scheel now with 8. Beautiful play that time by the Crusaders. 39-27 Minden. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter of play. Skip pass over to Stadler. Kicks it back out to Jamie Kissinger for the 3-pointer. It is no good. Yet another offensive rebound for Sydney Stadler. And the jumper is good. And Kissinger now, that's Brooke, with 15 points in the game, 41-27. So outside of that first quarter, this has been a pretty darn even ball game. It was 13-2 at the end of one. Crusaders get it in the paint. Anspaugh, another good wraparound pass. Layup is good, and a foul call. Krychek will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. 2 straight assists for Kerrigan Anspaugh. Great job by Anspaugh down low, and now Mashot can check out so she doesn't pick up that 5th foul with 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Re-entering the ball game, Rainforth, and Taylor and Rouse are in there for Minden. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good that time by Krychek. The rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Outlet pass on the right wing. They'll get the ball to Rouse. She goes over the top of the defense. Kick it back out to Brooke Kissinger. Long three is nothing but net. Brooke continues to just move farther and farther away from that three-point arc. 44-29. 23 seconds to go in the quarter, and Stewart steps out front, steals the basketball, trying to go all the way to the other end. Crossover layup, good. How about that from the 5'10 freshman? Showing she can handle the ball, stealing all the way to the other end for the score. And now another steal in time to take a shot as Kissinger goes in for the layup and scores. Oh, boy. What a way to end the quarter here for Minden as they just threw all kinds of gas on the fire, scoring 7 points in the last 40 seconds to take a 12-point lead up to 19. And after three, it's Minden 48, Grand Island Central Catholic 29. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Come in for our monthly special on Smart Strand DuPont Serona or one of our hard surface products that are at sale prices. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tomorrow night, Red Cloud at Shelton for a doubleheader starting right around 6. Saturday, Wilcox-Hildreth at Pleasanton. Also tonight, Ravenna and Gibbon are on ESPN 1460. And tomorrow, the Kearney boys hosting Grand Island on ESPN 1460. Also, the Sutton St. Cecilia games on 1230 KHAS, also all on the computer online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It will be Minden coming off that 7-0 run to end the quarter to get the basketball. And Kissinger drives, gets it inside to Stewart, put it up too strong. Rebecca got her own rebound, and then as she's falling down, threw it out of bounds. Well, Stewart is a force inside. Minden with 9 turnovers, Central Catholic with 17. But that quarter was very well played until the last 30 seconds for Grand Island Central Catholic, as those 7 straight points took it from 12 to 19. Here's a pass into Ranford, stepping in front. Kissinger got the steal. That's the 18th Central Catholic turnover. She saves it into Stewart and Minden up the floor. Brooke Kissinger drives, one-hand runner, spins out, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds by the Crusaders, and Minden will get another opportunity. Coach Anspaugh, you could hear him right in front of us here before the fourth quarter during the break, saying we've got to now step up that defense. It doesn't matter about the fouls and their depth. Neither team played a whole ton of kids, but you can tell Central Catholic has been working so hard. We'll see if they can keep things up as Jamie Kissinger's three-pointer is no good. Central Catholic just allows it to roll out of bounds, and they'll get the basketball. 7:18 to go in the game. It's 48-29. In favor of Minden. They have led the whole way. 10 points at the half. Sydney Sadler back in for Minden, and Emma Benton returns to the lineup here for Central Catholic. So Minden has Rouse, Taylor, Brooke, and Jamie Kissinger, and Stadler on the floor. Central Catholic has the ball, and it'll be Kelsey Flaherty along with Scheel, Rainforth, Krychek, and Benton trying to get it to Krychek, and the ball gets loose. Allie Rouse picks it up, and then Minden travels with the basketball as she threw it out to Stadler. Stadler says, I don't want this thing. Boudreaux re-enters the game now, and Rouse out for Minden, and Spa in, and Krychek out for GICC. Again, Minden will host Central City on Saturday and then host Boone Central Newman Grove Monday. We'll have that for you here on Classic Hits. Central Catholic throws the ball away. Kissinger steals it away. They will host Lincoln Christian tomorrow night here NGI. Boudreaux gets the pass, drives left side, puts it off the glass, and scores. One thing about these Minden girls, they're not afraid to put it off the backboard. And it's now 50-29. At the other end, Benton trying to get it inside, lost the handle. And now the turnovers are really killing the Crusaders again. They're just getting tired. And Kissinger, no contest, takes it all the way to the other end, lays it up, and scores. Jamie with 16, Brooke has 18, and Coach Andy Anspaugh calls the timeout. But this is going to be a tough one because these girls are just out of gas. 6:32 to go in the ball game. Minden 52, Central Catholic 29. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street and Kearney, and a local concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Getting close to that holiday tournament time of the season, right after Christmas, we will again be covering two holiday tournaments here. Also, our crew in Hastings will be covering holiday tournaments as well. So keep up to date on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We will be in Ravenna on the 27th and 28th, Amherst, where Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, and North Platte St. Pat's are playing on the 28th and 29th. At Ravenna, it's Centura, Overton, Loup City. Grand Island Central Catholic and Northwest, they've always got tough holiday tournaments as well. Minden goes to the Northwest Holiday Tournament, GICC holding their own. Central Catholic steals the ball on the, doesn't steal the ball. They just bring the ball up the floor here, and then they turn it over as they just lost the handle. Minden wants to run. Kissinger down the floor to Stadler, and Stadler lays it up and in her second bucket, and it is 54-29, and one of the Crusader girls must have got popped in the nose, and there's some blood for Kelsey Scheel. So she's got to come out, see if they can get that stop. That's no fun. But it is a 13-0 run now by Minden over the last 2.5, 2:45. It was 41-29, now 54-29, and in that span, about 7 turnovers for Central Catholic, leading to easy buckets for Minden. So they've just got to settle it down. Rainforth lobs it down to Anspaugh in the right-hand corner. Kerrigan drives the baseline, tries to dump it inside to Kobacher, but it's short, stolen away that time by Kissinger, goes to the other end and gets fouled. Jamie to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Allie Moshot, and that is it for her. We've only had 2 fouls on each team in the second half, and Moshot, who had 7 points in the second quarter, will finish with 7 points, 4 rebounds, and foul out of the ball game with 5:39 to go in the contest. At the line will be Jamie Kissinger. She's 2 of 2, has 14 points, 10 rebounds, and the free throw is short. As a team, Minden is 0 of 3 here in the second half from the line, 10 of 19, 10 of 17 so far. This one's good, though. Point number 17 for Jamie Kissinger, and Kissinger, along with Jamie Brooke and Stewart, all on their average pace for their first 5 games this year. Here's a lob inside, trying that back cut for Rainforth, but stepping in front, Sydney Stadler with the steal. 7 turnovers in 2.5 minutes here in the fourth quarter for the Crusaders, but they get one back at the other end as Anspaugh is there, but they just don't have the speed to beat the Whippets back. So Anspaugh gets it back from Flaherty. Looking for Rainforth. She's covered. Cuts it into the paint. Turnaround jumper by Krychek. Comes up short. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Whippets. And Central Catholic will try again. At the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you ready for the boys game, which should tip off a little bit before 8 o'clock. Checking college volleyball. National semifinals. Texas dominated Michigan 25-11 in the first set. But the Cinderella Wolverines take the second set 25-21, and they lead 12-11 in the third set. Penn State and Oregon play the next semifinal. We'll keep you up to date here on Classic Hits and Platte River Preps. Up top with it is Shield. Got that nosebleed stop. Working on Kissinger. 5-second count. Just got rid of it to Anspaugh. Tries the right side of the key. Puts it up from 12. No good. Rebound. Shield goes over the top to grab the loose ball. But now she's on the floor and she's going to get tied up. But the arrow is with the Crusaders. So all she had to do was hang on, and it was going to be Central Catholic basketball. 4:43 remains in the game. 55-29. Central Catholic trails here on their home court as Minden has scored 14 in a row. Scheel going to try the three-pointer. Comes up short that time. Trying to save it in will be Krajicek, but it goes into the hands of Stadler. And up the floor comes Minden. Brooke Kissinger on the right wing goes behind the back, leaves it off for Stadler into the left-hand corner to Shea Taylor. Back to Stadler on the left elbow. She's got an open jumper, takes it from 15. It's no good. And Anspaugh will grab her second rebound, carrying it up the floor. Minden does such a good job getting back defensively, gliding up and down that floor offensively and defensively. So the Crusaders will set it up looking for their first points of the fourth quarter. They have not scored in over 5 minutes now. That was what happened to start the game, and it has happened again to him here. Anspaugh working to get to the free throw line, trying to force the shot. It's deflected by Taylor. Taylor makes the steal. Shea gives it off to Brooke Kissinger and into the front court. Off the screen right side. Dribbles it off her foot. Got it back. Out on the right wing with it. She'll back up for another three. It's good. 21 for Brooke Kissinger. 58-29. 17 in a row for the Whippets to blow this thing open. Central Catholic, as we told you, just out of gas. At the other end, Kerrigan's jumper no good. Offensive rebound put back up by Scheel, and it's going to be blocked by Jamie Kissinger. Minden will have the ball. Push it up the floor to Taylor. Back to Brooke. Another three. It's good. They just don't stop shooting them. If it's there, they'll shoot them. And a timeout called by Minden, and it looks like Coach Cremosta says, we don't need to be doing that. We're going to sub in. 3:12 to go in the ball game. It's 61-29 Minden, and we'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Minden called timeout just to bring some new faces in, and those new faces include freshman Jenna Denny, also in the ball game, sophomore Addison Woodward. Stewart stays in, Rouse stays in, and also staying in, Jamie Kissinger. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Comacher is in there, along with Flaherty, Scheel, Krajicek, and Rainford. Mashon is already fouled out of the game. 3:05 to go. Trying to lob it down low. There's Scheel on the backside. Puts it up off the glass. And finally, the long offensive drought is over. That lasted nearly 6 minutes. And a 20-0 run by Minden is snapped there. Kelsey Scheel now with 10 points. At the other end, Stewart backs up for the three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound is brought down by Krajicek, but we've got a foul. And they'll call it on Jenna Denny of the Whippets, trying to get that rebound. But we haven't had many fouls in the second half. That's the third on Minden. Only two have been called on Central Catholic. 61-31, this game just blew up in the fourth quarter. It was 41-29 until Minden scored 20 in a row against a worn-down Crusader team playing without McKenna Keim tonight. Suffered a concussion earlier in the week. And with Kerrigan Anspaugh playing on less than a 100% foot, she's done an outstanding job tonight. Here's Scheel from Flaherty. Back out to Flaherty. 4-3. It's off the iron. Deep. No good. Ball hits the floor. Allie Rouse will grab it. And here come the Whippets. Rouse gives it down to Stewart. Stewart unguarded. Drives the baseline. Gets fouled. And Rebecca will go to the line to shoot two. She is 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. I've got her for 11 points. 8 rebounds in the ball game. Foul on Kelsey Scheel. And that'll be her second. Stewart's free throw is short, no good. 2:08 remains in the game. In now for Minden will be Emily Malcolm. And here comes Anspaugh back in for GICC again. The Crusaders play again tonight or tomorrow night at home. The boys play 5 games in the next week. The girls play 4. Hosting Lincoln Christian tonight. They're at Blue Hill Monday and state-rated Holdridge on Tuesday. It's not going to be easy. Blue Hill state-rated as well. Second free throw by Rebecca Stewart is up and in. Standler now checks out. Stewart checks out. 62-31. So all the starters are out of the ball game for Minden. Up the floor, Anspaugh running 13-footer, no good. Rebound tapped out to Allie Rouse. 2 minutes to go in a game. Nisco Sports postgame show is coming up. Rouse gets it across the timeline, swings it over to Woodward. Woodward back up top to Malcolm. Emily holds the ball above her head, gives it off to Jenna Denny. Also in the ball game now is Josie Madsen. She's got it into the right-hand corner, down to the low block, Woodward. She's double-teamed. She's going to have it ripped out of her hands, and the steal is made by Anspaugh. 12th turnover of the game for Minden. Across the timeline with the basketball, Anspaugh trying to find some screens. Stops at the right baseline with the dribble. Dishes it back out on the wing to Flaherty. Flaherty into the paint. Left-hand runner. Spins out. No good. Rebound brought down by Denny. It's taken away, though, and the shot won't go. Out of bounds to Grand Island Central Catholic. More substitutions. Coming in for Minden will be Lily Steen, another freshman. Central Catholic's going to sub in. There's Fabiola Seiler. Inbounds pass comes to Lauren Webb, who just checked in. And also in there is Emily Herbeck. Crusaders turn it over. And a minute 11 left here in our ball game, which was a very competitive, especially the second and third quarters, as even as you could get. But in the last minute of the third quarter and then this fourth quarter, it's all Central, all Minden. It's Central Catholic and Seiler steal the basketball. She's bringing it all the way to the hoop. Stops, puts it up, no good. Ball tapped around, and the rebound brought down by Woodward. Tries to get it to Madsen, and a turnover. So the kids off the bench trying to go a little quicker than they are able to, and we're seeing some turnovers here. Inbounds to Central Catholic. Good pass to Herbeck. She'll drive and be fouled. Emily was on the right baseline, took it right to the rim, and got hacked on the arm. Foul is going to be called on Madsen. And two free throws now for the freshman, Emily Herbeck. See if she can get in the scorebook tonight. And right through there, the left-hander nails the free throw for just the third point of the fourth quarter for Central Catholic. So 2 points in the first and 3 so far in the fourth, make it 4. Not enough to keep them going. Herbeck nails them both. 62-33, Central Catholic trailing. Minden in command with 45 seconds left. Jenna Denny, the freshman, picks the dribble up, steps over to the left wing, gets to Malcolm. Malcolm to Woodward. Woodward needs some help. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Minden, so they'll keep it with 35 seconds to go. Again, a battle of preseason top 10 teams of the boys' game, Minden and Central Catholic. Second, coming off the clock as they dump it in here to Steen. Kicks it out on the wing, the jumper in the baseline. Now Madsen, no good. Rebound pulled down by Minden, and the shot by Malcolm is no good. Seiler gets the rebound for the Crusaders. They want to run. At the other end, Malcolm knocks it away, but it goes out of bounds to GICC. 20 seconds left. As we play out the string here, Minden will go to 6-0. The Crusaders will fall to 2-3. They'll throw it in underneath. Nice look, and the layup is there for Emma Benton on the inbounds pass from Lauren Webb. 13 seconds. One more chance here for Minden to get a shot away. Into the hands there of Madsen. Madsen back up top to Denny. Denny's three-pointer is on the way. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Lauren Webb, and that is your ball game. The final score, top-ranked Minden Lady Whippets 62 and the Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders 35. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed. Yield. undisputed Midwest yield leader.
People you know,
community people,
people you know,
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And we are back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. And it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final score, 62-35, Minden. And just a tale of, you can't say two halves, but you can bookend it. Minden dominated the first and the fourth quarters, while it was an even game in the second and the third. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Emily Herbeck, 2 points. Kerrigan Anspaugh, 2 rebounds and numerous assists. Kelsey Flaherty hit a three-point bucket. She had 2 rebounds. Fabiola Seiler had a rebound. Alyssa Komacher hit a three-point bucket for her total. She had 3 rebounds. Kelsey Scheel led the Crusaders with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Megan Krychek, 4 points and a team-high 6 rebounds. Joanna Rainforth, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Emma Benton, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Lauren Webb had a rebound, and Allie Machat, 7 points. They were all in the second quarter, 4 rebounds. She was in foul trouble, fouled out with 5.5 to go in the game. 20 rebounds in the first half, but with all of their post and foul trouble, only 7 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, and turnovers. 13 in the first half, and 13 in the second half. But out of those 26 turnovers, 19 of them were in the first and the fourth quarter. 21 points at halftime, only 14 of the second half. Central Catholic finished with 35 points, 27 rebounds, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land, 26 turnovers as the Crusader girls fall to 2-3, and they will host Lincoln Christian tomorrow night. We'll look at the final numbers for Minden right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And we are back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Lady Whippets. And it's been going about like it has all year long, especially offensively, with the big three of Kissinger, and Stewart leading the way. Addison Woodward had 1 rebound. Shea Taylor had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Allie Rouse had 3 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger had a game-high 24 points. She hit 6 3-pointers today. She had 3 rebounds. Jenna Denny had a rebound. Elena Boudreau, 3 points. Jamie Kissinger had the double-double with 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots. She hit 2 3-pointers. Emily Malcolm had a rebound. Rebecca Stewart, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Sydney Stadler, 4 points, and 9 rebounds. 21 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 10 of 14 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 5 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 of the first half, 10 in the second half. A lot of them down the stretch there in the fourth quarter with the starters out. 31 points in the first half. And in the second half, 31 more points. So pretty balanced. 62 points, 39 rebounds, 12 out of 20 at the free throw line, 8 of 21 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers. Top-ranked Minden remains undefeated. They're now 6-0 with a 62-35 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden will play Central City at home on Saturday and Boone Central Newman Grove at home on Monday, and we'll have that doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits. We'll take about a 10-minute break, and then it's boys action. 8th-ranked Minden, 9th-ranked Central Catholic. Keep it here. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna and Gibbon, they're at break as well, and they are currently playing on ESPN.